जनम न सुंदरी कविताम्बा जगदीश कामये मम जन्मनि जन्मनीश्वरे भवताद् भक्ति अहितुकी त्वयि। ओ लॉर्ड एंड सोल ऑफ द यूनिवर्स, माइन इज नो प्रेयर फॉर वेल्थ और रेटिन्यू, द प्लेथिंग्स ऑफ लस्ट और द टॉयज ऑफ फेम, एज मेनी टाइम्स एज आई मे बी रिबॉर्न, ग्रांट मी ओ लॉर्ड ए स्टेडफास्ट लव फॉर दी। ओम शांति ही शांति ही शांति ही। पीस पीस पीस। भक्ति एफोरिज्म्स ऑफ नारद। Tonight, we shall try to finish this whole Bhakti Sutra of Narada. Narada defined devotion. Sat tasmin paramo prema rupa, that bhakti or devotion or love for God is of the nature of supreme love of God. Now the question comes in human mind, why should I love God? Why? What is the reason? What is the purpose? If a person thinks deeply, he will find that each human being has two aspects, body and the spirit. Now, those who love the body and neglect the spirit, they are materialists. Those who love the spirit and neglect the body are spiritual. You will have to love somebody. Either you will have to love your body or you will have to love your spirit. Ordinary human beings love the world. World is their goal. World is their end. And God is the means. They use God for their worldly enjoyment. How? Many people go to the churches and pray, Lord, give me good health. Lord, give me plenty of enjoyment, good food. Lord, give me this, give me that. They are using God for worldly motive. Their goal is the world. And some people use the world for God. God is their goal and the world is the means. For example, you have a body. You are using that body for God realization. You are practicing meditation, practicing austerity, spiritual disciplines. You are studying the scriptures. You are utilizing your senses and body, mind, everything for God. So you see, there are two types of people in this world. Spiritual and materialist. Why should I love God? There is no other way. We are helpless. We'll have to love somebody. We cannot just stop our hearts. How to practice bhakti? Ramanuja, a great teacher of bhakti, devotion, mentioned seven disciplines. The first, self-control. Second, discrimination. Third, practice. Fourth, action, activities. Do something for spiritual life. Fifth, practice the virtues such as purity, truthfulness, simplicity, compassion, non-injury, charity. Six, do not be lazy. Lazy people cannot realize God. Be strong. And the seventh, anudharsha. If you want to be a lover of God, always try to maintain serenity and cheerfulness. Don't show your gloomy face to the world. Be cheerful if you want to be a real lover of God. These are the preliminary disciplines of attaining bhakti, devotion. Aphorism number 79. Sarvada sarvabhavena nischintitoi bhagavan eva bhajaniya. Narada says, the blessed Lord alone is to be worshipped, always and by all means, without caring for worries and anxieties. Bhagavan. Bhagavan means God. Bhaga means power. He who has six powers, Samagra, Vaishwarya, all wealth, all fame, all knowledge, all renunciation, these are all various powers of God. Who is God? What is God? You see, God cannot be defined. God is infinite. But human minds are trying utmost to get some kind of understanding or some kind of knowledge about that infinite. So we say, God, the eternal, the pure, the ever-free, the almighty, the all-knowing, the all-merciful, the teacher of all teachers, he is all-compassion, all-loving. Just see, we used so many words, adjectives, just to indicate who God is. The Vedanta scriptures defined, not only defined, they indicated God as such as janmadesya jataha, from whom this whole creation evolved, in whom this creation remains, and in whom this creation merges, is God. You may ask, Swami, is there any difference between God, personal God, and the impersonal God? There is no difference. When there are attributes, we call it God. When there is no attribute, we call it impersonal God or Brahman. Same thing. God with form, God without form are the same. God with qualities, God without qualities are the same. Swami, could you give an example? Water, a glass of water, it is in liquid form. Again, that glass of water can be ice if you put it into freezer. It takes a shape. So God takes form with a view to showering grace to His devotees. God is the highest manifestation of the Absolute Reality. He is Antaryami. He is in our innermost self. He knows everything, collectively, individually. He is the Karmaphala Data, dispenser of action. This is the way we try to understand God. This God is to be worshipped. There are various kinds of worship. External worship, internal worship, higher worship, physical worship, verbal worship, mental worship. Uttamo Brahma Sadbhavo. The highest worship is think that I am Brahman, I am that Supreme Reality. The second class worship is think that the Self is within me. Dhyano Bhavastu Madhyama. Meditation on the Self is the second great worship. The third great worship is eulogizing, glorifying God, repeating His name. And the fourth great worship is external worship, to worship God on an image. All success depends upon worship and concentration. You see, in our day-to-day life, how much time we devote for earning money, how much energy, time, effort we made to get our education. What is the goal of that education? So that we can earn a lot of money. See, the goal of our education is knowledge, no doubt, but knowledge is secondary, money is primary. When Sri Ramakrishna was asked to go to school, he said, "No, I don't care for bread earning education. I want that education which will help me to realize God." So he did not go to high school. Worship. Narada says, "This Lord only is to be worshipped and nothing else." Here, by worshipping God, you will get maximum peace and bliss in your life. You can't get that peace and bliss by any other means. Narada says, "Sarvada, try to think of the Lord always. If you cannot do that, twice a day at least." You see, the teachers of bhakti, teachers of devotion, are very pragmatic people. They found that a human being, average, breathes 21,600 times a day. 21,600 times a day. So you are supposed to chant the name of the Lord with your every breath. But it is not possible. Very difficult. Though unknowingly you are repeating your mantra. So aham, hamsa. I am that I am. In every breath you are chanting Lord's name unknowingly. द टीचर्स ऑफ डिवोशन, टीचर्स ऑफ भक्ति से दैट डू इट कॉन्शियसली विद एफर्ट, देन यू विल गेट द रिजल्ट. यू मे स्लीप इन ए कार एंड गो रीच कैंसर सिटी, यू मे नॉट गेट एनी व्यू ऑफ द ऑन द वे बिकॉज ऑल थ्रू यू स्लेप्ट. But if you are alert, if you watch through the windows, you will see the beauty of the place. So if you want to enjoy really spiritual life, practice disciplines knowingly, with effort, consciously, not mechanically. So, as I was going to tell you, that 21,600 times you are supposed to chant Lord's name, but it is not possible. So, the teacher says, all right, practice 216 times a day, 108 times in the morning and 108 times in the evening. So, this is the concession, you see. Practice this much, that will do. If you have more time, if you have enough time, please practice more. Sarva bhavena, wholeheartedly practice. Christ says, love thy Lord with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. Wholeheartedly, sincerely. If you have real love, real devotion, the Lord will respond. Priti paramo sadhanam. The greatest discipline is love. Suppose you love a person and he hates you. If you persist on loving, within 6 months or a year, you will find that person will begin to love you. This is called, it is a psychological fact. That person will think, I hate that person and he sincerely loves me. Love is more powerful than hatred. Next, Narada says, nishchintitoi, chant Lord's name without worries and anxieties of the world. You see, we have so many worries and anxieties, we have so many duties, we have so many things to do, we are so much involved with our world, we have so many commitments. Narada says, when you practice your spiritual disciplines, try to forget worldly worries and anxieties. How can we do that? Please remember, worldly problems will be always there. The teacher of Vedanta put it this way, that if you sitting on the shore of the ocean, if you count the waves, and if you think when the waves will stop, I shall take bath, you will never get bath in your whole life. The waves will never stop. If you want bath, jump into the ocean and take your bath. And similarly, there is so many little things in the world may come and go, but don't pay any attention. As Christ said, by worrying and you can't make the thread long. The greatest teaching we find to get rid of worries and anxieties from in the Bible. The birds do not gather do not sow the seed, they do not harvest, but Lord provides food for them. The lilies do not make any thread, do not weave any cloth, but their beauties are more than the majesty of Solomon. So don't worry about your life. If you have sincere love for God, God will take care of you. Bhagavan eva bhajaniya, Narada says, this God is to be worshipped. You know, when we hear this word worship, we take it in a very neglected way. Worship, some kind of superstition. Swami Vivekananda made a remark that, you know, some people say that, you know, you are not supposed to bow down to God, it is superstition. Those people can bow down to their wives or to their husband, that is fine. That is not image worship. But if you bow down to the image of God, image of Christ or Buddha or Krishna, that is superstition. And if you bow down to your wife or to your husband, that is all right. Sri Swami Vivekananda said, this type of bow down, this type of worship will liberate you, will give you devotion, will give you peace. And another kind of bow down will bind you. Next, Narada says, Sat Kirtamanaha Shikrameva Avid Bhavati Unubhavati Cha Bhaktan. Being thus glorified, the Lord manifests Himself and blesses His devotees with realization. Sat Kirtamanaha. If you sincerely call on God, God will respond. Narada says bhaktan, but first you will have to be a devotee, a lover of God. What are the signs of a lover of God? I shall read those signs from the 12th chapter of the Gita. Krishna mentioned these signs of the devotee. He who never hates any being and is friendly and compassionate to all, who is free from the feelings of I and mine, and even-minded in pain and pleasure, who is forbearing, ever content and steady in contemplation, who is self-controlled and possessed of firm conviction, and who has consecrated his mind and understanding to me, dear to me is the one who is thus devoted to me. He by whom the world is not afflicted and whom the world cannot afflict, he who is free from joy and anger, fear and anxiety, he is dear to me. He who is free from dependence, who is pure and prompt, unconcerned and untroubled, and who has renounced all undertakings, dear to me is the man who is thus devoted to me. He who rejoices not and hates not, who grieves not and desires not, who has renounced both good and evil, and is full of devotion, he is dear to me. He who is alike to foe and friend, unaltered in honor and dishonor, who is the same in cold and heat, in pleasure and pain, who is free from attachment, who is unchanged by praise and blame, who is silent, content with whatever he has, homeless, firm of mind and full of devotion, that man is dear to me, exceedingly dear to me are they who regard me as the supreme goal and endowed with faith and devotion follow this immortal religion. Sakirtimana Shigram Eva Avidbhavati. God appears, God reveals himself to those devotees who love him, sincerely loves him. Krishna said, O Narada, neither I dwell in heaven nor in the hearts of the yogis, but where my devotees glorify me, praise me. I go there. In vision of God, is the goal of human life. Many of you read the life of Gopal Erma. You remember that old widow used to worship Krishna as baby Gopala. Used to chant the name of the Lord 100,000 times a day. One early morning, Lord Krishna appeared before her. And gave her his vision. And thus she became illumined. Next aphorism. Tri satyasya bhaktireva guriyoshi. Bhaktireva guriyoshi. Narada says, only love of the eternal truth is the greatest. This love indeed is the greatest. You see, we love in many things in this world, but they are impermanent. Our love are only for impermanent things in this world. This world, this house is not permanent. The body is not permanent. Good bed is not permanent. Food is not permanent. Our love is scattered, and that love is connected to all impermanent things. Narada says, divert your love to a permanent thing. Which is the permanent thing? Which is the eternal thing? God. The unchanging reality. If you want to love such a person who will never change, who exists in the past, who existed in the past, who exists at present, and who will exist in future. That is God. All these things in this world are continuously changing. Narada says, Guriyashi, higher. Bhakti, path of devotion, is higher than all other paths. There are four paths in Vedanta. Path of action, path of knowledge, path of meditation, and path of devotion. Narada says, path of devotion is higher than knowledge, higher than action, higher than knowledge, higher than action, higher than meditation. Because this path is simple, this path itself is the goal, means and the goal are the same. Because the devotee starts to get joy when he practices devotion, and other paths you will have to attain God, then you will get joy. And here while practicing you will get joy. That is the difference between path of bhakti and other paths. As soon as you start practicing love for God, you will get joy. नेक्स्ट एफोरिज्म, गुणो महात्मा शक्ति रूपा शक्ति पूजा शक्ति स्मरणा शक्ति दासा शक्ति शिक्षा शक्ति कांता शक्ति पाचल्य शक्ति आत्मवेदना शक्ति तन्मया शक्ति परम विरहा शक्ति रूपा एकदापि एकदशदा भवति। नारद says, bhakti or divine love, though in itself one only, manifests itself in the following 11 different forms: love of the glorification of the Lord's blessed qualities, love of his enchanting beauty, love of worship, love of constant remembrance, love of service, love of him as a friend, love of him as a son, love for him as that of a wife for her husband, love of self-surrender to him, love of complete absorption in him, love of the pain of separation from him. Narada divided devotion into 11 categories. Bhagavatam divided devotion into 9 ways. And the Gauriya Vaishnava teachers, Chaitanya's followers, divided devotion into 5 groups. Narada analyzed that these are the ways one can connect oneself with his beloved. Guna Mahatma Shakti, love of the glorification of the Lord's blessed qualities. Some people are very attached to God because they love to glorify Him, they love to sing for Him, they love to write something about Him. In that connection, we find Vyasa, Narada, Vyasa, they are always glorifying God. Narada is always singing Lord's name. Then Rupa Shakti, some people are very much attached to the form of God. They love the beauty of God. I remember a story. Ramanuja, the great saint, was passing, he was conducting a procession where they were carrying the deity. And he found a young man was watching something. Now Ramanuja asked him, "What are you looking for?" "And I am seeing the beauty of a girl." Ramanuja said, "If I can show you better beauty, will you come follow me?" "Of course." Ramanuja took him to the temple and showed the beautiful form of Krishna. And immediately that boy became a great follower of Ramanuja and a devotee of Krishna. He had such power, he diverted his mind toward God. And that person was attached to the beauty, attached to the beauty of the Lord. Then Puja Shakti, attachment for worship. Some people love to worship God. We know Ramakrishnananda, one of the direct disciples of Sri Ramakrishna, was very fond of worship. His devotion, his worship was worth seeing. People would see that his devotion was tangible. Then Smarana Shakti, there are some people, they love to remember God. If you read the life of him, the recorder of the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, he lived on the memories of Sri Ramakrishna. He had that constant recollectedness of God. Then some people want to serve God as servant. Some people want to love God as their friends. some people want to establish husband-wife relationship with God. Some people want to have affectionate attitude toward God. Some people want to surrender themselves to God. Some people are absorbed in the thought of God. Some people feel the tremendous pang of separation from God, and that is the way they remember Him. इत्येवं वदन्ति जन जल्प निर्भया एकमता कुमार व्यास शुक सांजिल्य गर्ग विष्णु कौंजिन्य श्रीशोद्धवा वारुणी बलि हनुमत विभीषण देव भक्ताचार्य नारद सेज दस द टीचर्स ऑफ भक्ति डिव्यूशन यूनानिमसली डिक्लेयर विदाउट बीइंग इन द लिस्ट अफ्रेड ऑफ पब्लिक क्रिटिसिज्म The great teachers, Sanat Kumara, Vyasa, Shuka, Sanjila, Garga, Vishnu, Kaundinya, Sesha, Uddhava, Aruni, Boli, Hanuman, Vibhishana, and others. Now these names may not be very meaningful to you, but these are the great teachers of devotion. Narada is concluding his book that, look, I am not telling something new. These great teachers of devotion also are unanimous about devotion, that devotion is the easiest and the most is the easiest way to realize God. The last verse, I shall not tell you, because that is the teaching of my teacher. Now my teacher told me that don't read the last verse of the scripture, so that the students may not claim that they have finished the book. The scriptures cannot be finished. So always he used to skip the last verse or last aphorism. So I shall not tell you the last one. But you know, when we were students, we immediately went and read the last one first. He said that, you know, your students will be proud. Oh, we finished that bhakti aphorism of Narada, or that Isha Upanishad or Katha Upanishad. But if the Guru did not teach you, you are not supposed to claim that way, we have finished. Scriptures cannot be finished, cannot be ended. Now, again, that question comes to our mind again and again. How to attain bhakti? How to attain love for God? Narada told us in the aphorism number 38, Mahat kripaya oiva bhagavat kripa leshadva. Devotion comes to the heart either by the grace of a saint or a holy man, or by the grace of God. And when this devotion dawns in the heart, matto bhavati atmanam bhavati, you will be mad with joy, you will be exuberant with love, with devotion, with joy. I shall tell you two stories. First story is, by the grace of a great holy man, great saint, love for God, it is a spring, it is a hidden spring, it is in the heart of every human being. But everybody does not know how to open that spring. A big piece of a stone is on your heart, and the love is not getting any chance to come out. But a real holy man can push that stone, and immediately it will come out just like a spring. There was a disciple of Chaitanya, a medieval mystic saint of India, named हरिदास, ही वॉज अ मोहम्मेडन बट ही यूज टू चेंज द नेम ऑफ ए हिंदू गॉड हरि कृष्ण. At that time, Bengal was under a Mohammedan king, and the king did not want that a Mohammedan should be converted into a Hindu. So he tortured this holy man. Baish bajare baish aghat karo. Do you know what type of punishment? They took this holy man 22 marketplaces. And each place, they whipped him 22 times. His body was cut, but he never gave up the name of that Hindu god. At last, they thought that, you know, generally ordinary people die after 10 or 12 places, but this man very special, unusual, so let him go. So they let him go. And he came back to his small thatched hut in the corner of a village, at the outskirt of the village. And he used to chant Lord's name and used to beg his food. He was a real holy man. Now the Mohammedan king noticed that, you know, I could not change his mind through force. Now through tactics, you know, through temptation, you know, whether I can change his mind or not. They sent a beautiful girl. She is an immoral girl, in the evening time to his cottage, and asked her that, you know, you pretend that you want to take lessons from him and gradually try to corrupt him. So this girl came in the evening and said to Haridas that, I want to be your disciple. Haridas said, well, all right, you stay here. I shall talk to you after finishing my mantra. I am chanting Lord's name. I shall talk to you after finishing my mantra. So he started his mantra in the evening, till sunrise. Sunset to sunrise, he was continuously repeating the mantra. And when at daybreak that girl did not get any chance at night, she returned to her home again. She came again next evening also she came, and it happened the same way. The holy man said, let me finish my mantra, then I shall talk to you. The three nights that girl tried to tame that holy man, but was unsuccessful. Later on, she told that why she came to him. I was asked by the king to spoil your life, to destroy your life. But I see that you are a sincere, real, holy man. Please, you know, I could not believe that I could do such horrible thing for you. Please bless me and initiate me. I want to be your disciple. Please tell me, what can I do? Then that holy man got up and said, I knew your motive on the first day, but I did not tell you anything, you will be hurt. I want that your life should be changed, and for that reason I chanted Lord's name three nights. Now you come in my cottage, take this cottage, and sit my asana where I practice meditation. And repeat this mantra which I chant, and stay here and love God. And he left that place and went to another country. He left that country. Country at that time Bengal, at that time Orissa was under the Hindu king, so he went to Orissa, another state. At that time there is no one India, there are small countries inside India. And that girl was changed. Mahapurusho kripa leshadba. By the grace of a holy man, devotion may dawn in the heart of a soul. Another story. भगवत कृपा लेशाद बा द ग्रेस दिस डिवोशन में कम बाय द ग्रेस थ्रू द ग्रेस ऑफ द लॉ. द स्टोरी गोज देर वॉज ए किंग एंड ही हैड अ डॉटर. That daughter was grown up, and at night time the queen and the king were talking in their palace, and a thief came to steal, you know, a burglar wanted to break that, you know, he was trying to steal. He was outside the window and was hearing the conversation of the king and the queen. The queen said, well, you are not arranging the marriage of the princess. That girl is grown up. Why? Then the king said, well, I am not getting a good groom. Let me find a nice groom, then I shall arrange her marriage. But the queen said, oh no. Then the king was very much disturbed. He said, well, tomorrow whom I shall see first, I shall give your daughter to that man. He would be the groom. Tomorrow whom I shall see, any person in the garden, I shall, you know, in the park, I shall give my daughter to that person. And this thief overheard that conversation, and he dressed immediately. He thought, well, if I get that girl, that princess, I shall be very rich. He was a thief actually. He dressed like a holy man and sat under the tree, under a tree. The place, you know, the king mentioned that when I shall pass through that park, whom I shall see first, I shall give my daughter to that man. Simply sat, you know, in the park early in the morning. He sat under a tree and he was pretending meditation. And the king got up very early, and when he was walking through that park, found that holy man under a tree. Immediately the king went and saluted the holy man and said, holy man, I have come to you. You see, I took a vow that whomever I meet in the morning, I shall give my daughter to that person. Please marry my daughter. Immediately a thought came to that thief, you know, who is in disguise of a holy man, thinking that, my goodness, I am not a real holy man, I am a thief. Look, I took this monastic garb of a monk or a holy man, and the king is now requesting me to, you know, he's offering me his daughter. He said, no, I don't want to marry. Then the king said, well, I think you are a poor person, but at present you marry my daughter and take half of the kingdom, and after my death you will get the whole kingdom. Please give your consent. Then the thief, you know, his mind was completely changed. He was thinking, my goodness, if I am a hypocrite monk, if I get such a big offer, if I would be a genuine monk, I don't know what type of offer I shall get from God. It is better not to accept the offer of the king. He said, please excuse me. He left that place. With devotion dawned in the heart of that pretender, that thief, by the grace of God. If this is a thief, perhaps whether this story is true or not, there are so many temptations come to your life, to our lives. Check yourself. That if you can overcome that temptation, if you sincerely love God, Lord will bring better, better things than you are getting right now. Love God. That is the central teaching of Bhakti Sutra of Narada. If you sincerely love God, you will not have to practice hard spiritual disciplines. Life will be very easy and simple and blissful. All right, do you have any other questions?
You talked earlier about self-control. doesn't self, the list that you read off, doesn't self-control also include the truthfulness and the purity and so forth?
Yeah, in broad sense, self-control, you know, consists of everything. But when we say self-control, we see this way, you know, that control your sense organs so that they may not go to the objects of the world. That in that sense we use self-control, control over the senses. Now, mind, suppose some good food, some kind of greedy, you know, some kind of objects have come near you. Shall I, you know, immediately my mind wants to enjoy them? No. Love God. Love the permanent thing, the eternal Lord. That is temporary. This way, you know, to withdraw the mind from the worldly objects, to hold it within, we mean self-control. Of course, in broad sense, self-control is everything. This is the last class in this session. In July and August, till middle of September, we have no classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. From September, we shall start the Gita. It is a beautiful scripture. Perhaps you have noticed in our bulletin that though there will be no classes on Tuesdays, but we shall show some videotapes, some we mentioned there that memorial services of Swami Sat Prakashananda. Many eight Swamis came here, they spoke. All these things we taped, so you can see it on TV. And we are trying to get some movies also from Kansas City. I think we can, if we get some opportunity, we can show those movies also. Very interesting. Om asato ma sadgamaya, tamaso ma jyotirgamaya, mrittor ma amritam gamaya, abhiravinma yedhi, rudrayate dakshinam mukham, dinamam pahi nityam, Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Lead us from the real to the unreal. Lead us from darkness to light. Lead us from death to immortality. Light us through and through, and guide us evermore with thy loving presence. Peace, peace, peace.